Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Yisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parsha Shmini. Ezeh toichlu mikoil asher b'moim. What sea creatures are we allowed to eat? Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Tes. Ezeh toichlu mikoil asher b'moim, koil asher lois napir v'kaskeses b'mayim, b'yamim u'v'necholim, oisom toichlu. And the following is what you could eat from all life that grows in the water. Anything that has a snapir v'kaskeses, snapir are fins and kaskeses are scales, b'mayim, of fish that grow in the water, whether it be the sea, whether it be the rivers, b'yisom t'cheilu, those and only those can you eat. Says Rashi, snapir elu sheshot bohem, the fins that he uses in order to swim. Kaskeses elu klifin hakvuim boi. Some type of shell-like or cover to his body. There's talking about an armor that has some resemblance of scales of a fish. Posuk yud vechoil asher ein lois napir vekaskeses bayamim uvan cholim mikoil sheretz hamayim umikoil nefesh achayu asher bamoyim sheket heim lochem. And anything that does not have fins and scales in the seas and the rivers. Now these simonim of fins and scale is not unique to fish. It's unique to any sea creature, including sheretz hamayim. Sheretz, Rashi tells us, refers to small animals. The reason they're called shrotzim is because when they move, their feet are so little that it looks like they're moving without walking. They're crawling across. So although creatures of the ocean not necessarily have feet, but the word sheretz is a borrowed term to any small little creepy crawly type of creature, including fish bugs. Any living creature in the ocean also has the same guidelines. It has to have a snapil v'kaskeses, and if it's not, it's going to be osur to eat. Sheketz heim lochem, those are disgusting to you for eating. Says Rashi, sheretz. B'chol mokim ha'shmoy dover nomuch, something low, sheroichesh v'nod ala oretz. It looks like it's moving without walking because its feet are so little. And it applies to all small creepy crawlies, including fish bugs. Sea bugs. Posuk yud aleph v'sheketz yihiyu lochem mibesarom lo yisecheilu v'esniv losom tishaketzu. And they should be disgusting to you from their flesh you should not eat. And their dead bodies, they should be disgusting to you. The whole pasuk seems to be extra. Rashi will darshan it phrase by phrase. Says Rashi, pasuk yud aleph v'sheketz yihiyu. Le'esoyres eruvehem. This pasuk is coming to answer, if the non-kosher fish or sea creatures got mixed into kosher food, it's also usur, even though they're not intact. Im yesh b'ram b'nois en tam, as long as there's enough of it, that it can give a taste, a flavor into the mixture. Mi besorom einu muzo ala snapirim v'ala atzomois. Only the flesh, the meat is usur, but the snapirim, the fins, and the bones of a fish are not going to be usur with the lois asay. But nevertheless, they'll be included in the isur asay of posuk tes. It says oisom toichelu, and nothing else, the isur asay will still exist on the fins and on the bones. What does this mean, Marbe? Yavchushim sinenom. Yavchushim, some French word. Yavchushim are bugs that are created in detached water. If you have water sitting in a cup or in a bucket for a while, that water will produce this yavchushim type of bugs, even though it's not bayamim uvanecholim, it's not in the seas and the rivers. It's a different type of water creature. That is also usur from these words, Vesniv losom de shaketsu. Posuk yud beis koil asher ein alois napir vekaskeses bamoyim sheket hu lochem. Any sea creature that doesn't have fins and scales should be disgusting to you. You may not eat it. We know that already. What's the chiddush of posuk yud beis? Says Rashi, ma tamud loimal. Emphat Rashi, shiyochil eini shiyehi mutor ela ma'ale simonim shiluli abosho. Up until now, I would think the only way you're allowed to eat a fish is if you pick it up on the ocean and you see the fins and the scales. But some fish, when you pick them out of the ocean, the scales shed behind. It leaves its scales in the water, comes up without scales. Are you allowed to eat that? Hishiron b'mayim minayin. If it let go of its scales in the water, how do I know you're allowed to eat that? Tamud lo imar our posuk. Koil asher in lo yisnapir v'kaskeses b'moyim. If in the water it had fins and scales, even though it no longer has them, nevertheless, mutter, such a species will be mutter to eat. Adkan topic number 6. What are the simonim that allow you to eat sea creatures? Snapil v'kaskesis. On to topic number 7. What are the birds that you're not allowed to eat? As opposed to animals and fish, over there the Torah gave us simonim. What animals and what fish are you allowed to eat? And if it doesn't have those simonim, they're going to be osur. By birds, the Torah doesn't give simonim of which birds you're allowed to eat. Rather, it gives you a list of birds that you're not allowed to eat, and any bird that's not on the list, you're allowed to eat. Which would mean that theoretically, most birds are kosher. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us in Chulin that already back in those days, the names of the bird are not clear which bird they're referring to because names change. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, you could only eat a bird that you have a masira on, a bird that your father and grandfather ate. Those are the birds that we know that are kosher birds. Other birds, misafik, you're not allowed to eat because they may be included in one of the following types of birds. I too do not know the translation of all these birds. I'll let you know the ones that I know. The ones that I don't know, you could look it up in the Art Scroll or Barry Kaplan, which are sitting in front of me, but I'm not going to say a word that I don't know what it means. And the following birds shall be disgusting to you. Do not eat them because they are disgusting. It's haneshel, popularly translated, an eagle. Some say it's a type of vulture. Ves haperes, ves ha'ozniyo. Says Rashi, lo ye'ochelu. Why did it say lo ye'ochelu? Should not be eaten. It should have simply said lo yoichlu or lo yisoichlu. And vat Rashi l'chayev ves ha'machinu l'ktani. It comes from l'chayev if you feed a young child. You feed him an osetuka bird, you're over an iser. They should not be eaten by anybody through you. Maybe you'll tell me lo ye ochlu is coming to tell me that not only is it osur ba'achila, it's osur ba'hano. You cannot derive benefit from it. As we know, certain things are osur ba'achila and ba'hano, and it's generally learned out from this word lo ye ochlu. For instance, chometz on Pesach. In Parshas Re'ei, when it repeats this list of birds, over there it says loy soichlu, not loy ye ochelu. To teach me that ba'achilo asurin ba'no mutorim. And therefore loy ye ochelu over here is not coming to tell me an isur anoe, rather an isur to feed it to ktana. Throughout the list of birds, by some of them it will say, kol oif shenema boy lemino. Leminoi leminayu, according to its species. What does that word mean? Says Rashi. Yish bo'isuyamin, in the same species, there are many types. Shein doimim zeloze, they don't look like each other. Leibamareyen v'leibishmoisom. Not in their names and not in the way they appear. V'kula minecho, the Torah is telling you, nevertheless, it's all one type and they're all included in this bird I'm telling you. Pozog yudalit v'es hado'o v'es ho'ayo lemino. Some say that ayo is a type of vulture. Es kol oirev leminoi. An oirev is a crow or a raven, the black birds that make a lot of noise. The es bas hayano ves hatachmos ves hashochav ves hanetz leminehu. Bas hayano is an ostrich, tachmos is an owl, shochav is a seagull, and a netz is a type of hawk. Leminehu and all its type subcategories of a hawk. Says Rashi, Sholoch, Pirshu Rabbi Seinu ze Ashoile Dogim Minayam, a type of bird that goes into the ocean and fishes fish from the ocean. Vizosha Tirgam Unkulus, Vishole Nuno. Nuno is a fish, Shole Nuno is to take a fish out of the ocean. Kois Vianchuf, the first and last of Posog Yud Zayin. Heim tzuatish. Tzuakim alaylo, they scream at night. V'yishem l'sosiz ka'odom. They have a jaw that looks like a human being type of jaw. V'yidach ha'odom l'shikor n'yevu, whatever that is. Posik yudches v'es hatin shemes v'es hako'os v'es ho'ochom. But in Shemesh, some say it means a swan, and some say it's something like a bat. Says Rashi, "Tin Shemesh, ikalbo shuris v'doy vela achbo perachas balaylo." It flies by night. It sounds like a bat. V'tin Shemesh amura b'shrotzim. Later on, we're going to see in the shrotzim, the shmoneh shrotzim, there's also something called a tin Shemesh. He doy melo. There's a reason they have the same name because they're similar. V'ein lo inayim, it has no eyes. V'kurin lo talfo. So remember, we have something called a tinshemes, both in the oifois tmeim and also in the shrotzim tmeim. Posuk yud posuk yutes ve'ein sachasido ho anofol mino ve'ez aduchifas ve'ez ho ataleif. A chasido is a stork, anofo aduchifas, I don't know, ataleif is translated as a bat. If we'll say before that tinshemes is a bat, you'll have to learn that there are different types of bats. Says Rashi, "Chasido zudai levono." Why is it called chasida? Very complimentary name. Shoyis a chasido is im chavoiseho b'mezoinos. Yes, it's a big chosid, but only to its friends. It helps its friends out, but nobody else. Ho anofos says Rashi, "Dayarak zonis, an angry dayo." V'nirali shezu shakoy rinoiso hayrun aduchifas tarnegoil habor, a wild chicken. The Kabbalah Kfula has a double Kabbalah. Kabbalah is that crown that has the top of his head. Volom Nikroshmoy Duchifas. Why is this Tarnagel Abor, wild chicken, called a Duchifas? Shehoidoi Kofus. Its glory, namely its crown, Kofus, it's tied onto its head. Vuzuri Kabbalah. Talim Unkulus on the word Duchifas, Venagar Turo. Nikol Sheimasov, Kmeshapirshu Rabbisei, Nomaser Tegitin, Bemisho Ochazoi. That the word Nagal means an umon, a profession, Tura is a mountain. What this Duchifas does is it goes to uninhabited places and it wants to inhabit it. And it can't, it has to plant things, but you can't plant things on rocks. So it brings the shomil, the special type of bug that cracks rocks. And it makes a crack in it and then it plants things in it and that's how things grow. That's why this Duchifas, Tarnogalabal, is in Targum translates as Nagal Tura. Add can the list of non-kosher birds, midei raiso. Any bird that's not on this list is mutter to eat. And as I mentioned, midei rabbonon, you can't eat any bird unless you have a masoiro that indeed it is mutter and not included in this list. Posokhov, now we move on to the shrotzei ha'oif, the small, creepy, crawling types of flying insects. Koin l'sheret ha'oif ha'olich al arba, sheketz hu lochem. Any flying insect that has 4 feet is disgusting to you, may not eat it. Says Rashi, heimad dakim, small, hanemuchim, low, harichishim ala oretz, that they crawl on the ground. Kigoin, Rashi gives 4 examples. Zvuvim, those are flies, tzirin, wasps, yetushin, mosquitoes, v'chagovim, grasshoppers, except for those that are mortu, we'll soon see. Posuk chof alef, achezeh, toichelu, mikoil, sheretz ha'oif, ha'olich al arba, asholoi, chero'ayim, mima'al raglov, v'natir bohein al ha'oretz. But the following shrotzim, insects of a bird, you're allowed to eat, as long as it has 4 feet. Asholoi kero'ayim imal raglov, it has an additional 2 feet that it uses in order to jump, l'natir bohein al ha'oretz, what we call a grasshopper. But not all grasshoppers are mutar, only the following 4 species. Es eile mehem toichelu ho'arbe leminoi, ves hasol om lemineu, ves hachar goil lemineu, ves hechagov lemineu. Only these 4 types of species are going to be mutter. Says Rashi, posuk chof alef, al arba raglaim, 4 feet. Mima'al raglov, somuch letzavoroi, next to its neck, yesh lo kemin shtei raglaim, it has another 2 feet, levad arba raglov, besides for its 4 regular feet. When it wants to fly, and to jump, it uses those 2 additional feet in order to jump and fly. There are many such types, says Rashi. We don't know exactly which ones are kosher. There are 4 simonim that Chazal tell us that a grasshopper has to have in order to be mutter. Number one, arba raglaim, 4 feet. Number two, arba kanafaim, 4 wings. Number three, vekarsulim ashelu kraim aksuvim kan, the two additional feet that the pasuk mentions. And the fourth simen, uknofov koifim esruboy, that its wings cover most of its body. Only two of the four are mentioned in our pasuk, the 4 feet and the additional 2 feet. The fact that it has 4 wings and the wings cover its body, that chazal or makabel tirush baal peh, it's not in the pasuk. Some of them have a long head, some of them don't have a tail. And it has to have the name Chogov, or Albe, or Solom, or Chalgoil, and that we don't know. Similar to the birds, we don't know their exact names. And therefore, here also, if you don't know exactly that it's mutter, that this is the minat's mutter, you're not allowed to eat it. Posuk Chof Gimel v'choyl sheretz ha'oyf ha'shaloy arba ragloyim sheketz u'lochem. And any insect, flying insect, that has 4 feet, it's disgusting for you and you cannot eat it. L'chero, we know this already. From Posuk Chof. Says Rashi, it's come to be marbe. Bo v'lomeid sheim yeshloy chomesh to'ohoyl. If a grasshopper has 5 feet, that's also going to be mutter. Meaning, of the non-kosher grasshoppers that we said are usur, that's only if it has 4 feet. But if you have a grasshopper with 5 feet, that is going to be mutter. Adkan, the seventh topic of the non-kosher birds that we are not allowed to eat. In the, just a maramokoim, in the Living Torah of Rabbi Kaplan, he has pictures and the names of all the birds we mentioned over here. So next time you go on your Cholamoy trip to a zoo or a place that has all types of birds, take along your Rabbi Kaplan, the Living Torah, and you'll be able to notice which ones are the birds that the Torah is referring to that you're not allowed to eat.